No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show. This evening, Alabama will be playing Ohio State for the national championship. I wanted to be able to speak to Miss Carol Beal. She is from Florence, Alabama, a teacher at Whedon Elementary School, Florence City Schools. She is the 2019-2020 Teacher of the Year. I'm very excited about this Monday edition of The Mark White Show. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Miss Beal.
Thank you for having me. How is everybody doing?
Doing great. I know that we as Alabamians are very excited for you and the opportunity that you have to be down there and be a part of this game, but more importantly, to be Teacher of the Year in the state of Alabama 2019-2020. What a special opportunity for you.
Yes, I'm telling you, this was so unexpected. You know, with all the pandemic closures and everything that's been going on, this was the last thing I expected, to get to come to Miami and cheer for my team, Roll Tide. You know, it's just been great. The Football College Foundation has invited us to only the four finalists and also the Florida Teacher of the Year to come and participate in all the festivities. It's just been fun.
This is amazing. What an experience for you. But, you know, it goes back to students, and it goes back to you caring about your students, making them a very important part of your life, and accepting that role as a teacher. How do you feel about what you have taken on as a teacher when you decided to be an educator yourself?
Well, you know, I've been an educator for about 25 years. And so, you know, that's all I ever have known. And education is a big part of my life. You know, there's nothing greater than getting the satisfaction to see that you planted a little seed in a little child's life, and then they get to become whatever they think they want to do when they grow up. And and I love to go to their graduations and see them be successful. And I know that I had a little part in that.
Who planted a little seed in your life, Miss Beal?
You know, I was actually born in Guatemala, and I had a lot of excellent teachers in my school. So I wouldn't say that I had like one particular teacher that really made me want to become one, but it's just I had a lot of educational experiences that I thought I'd like to do the same thing. And I just love, I'm a lifelong learner. So trying to get students to love education as much as I do, that's become my mission for the past 25 years.
I love that. My 7-year-old, Cora, she says she wants to be a kindergarten teacher. She really admired her kindergarten teacher, Miss Hall. At what age did you decide that you really wanted to become a teacher? When did it start manifesting itself to you?
I think it was probably when I moved to the United States. When I moved at the age of 19, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I basically knew that I just loved languages and cultures, so I became a foreign language teacher at the beginning of my teaching career, and then after that, my job changed a little bit, and so my job is now to work with English language learners, and I help them learn English so that they can connect with the community, and so that they can be successful in their new country as well.
I have a favorite teacher of mine. Her name was Miss Foshi, and she came from Cuba. She was a teacher at Jefferson County Schools, and she was an amazing teacher. I loved Miss Foshi. She really was a great example for me when she would share her story of coming from Cuba, her family coming from Cuba and migrating here to the United States. Really was a person who had a big impact on my life as well.
Yes. Oh, that is wonderful. Yeah, that's the reason I became a teacher. Maybe one of my students will say that about me one day.
I just had Pamela Antea. She's from Rhode Island, and she speaks Spanish. And what I've been trying to do here on the Mark White Show, she reached out to me, and she wanted to share encouraging messages. And I asked her if she would be willing to do some in Spanish, because I do want to reach people, not only English speakers, but people who speak Spanish as well in our country, to give them encouraging and inspiring messages to try to help them move forward in life as well.
Oh, that is fabulous. What a great idea.
Well, here you are in Miami, Florida. Share with listeners what has transpired since you left Florence, Alabama, and headed to Miami.
Yes. Okay. So we left we flew out of Nashville, and it was just snowing so much that morning. I left at 5 a.m. So we arrived there at the airport, and we boarded the plane, and 2 hours later, after a direct flight, you know, everybody was being very careful with the social distancing and the masks. And the plane was not very full. So I felt, you know, because it's always risky when you go to a new place. I've been trying to be very careful not to go to a lot of places to keep myself safe and my family and my students. But so we arrived in Miami about 2 p.m. And then that evening, we had a wonderful welcome where we had a movie night in Miami. It was all outdoors on a big screen, and we watched a football movie, and it was just a very exclusive event just for the teachers and their families, or their companions chose to come with them that night. And so on Saturday, we also had like a conference. We learned a lot about best practices now with distance learning and how to prioritize so that we can be more effective in what we do. Because, I mean, teachers' lives, we do so much sometimes, you know, we bring all our stuff home, and so you have to reach a balance, and so you can be the best version yourself for your students. That was yesterday, and of course, we got to enjoy the beach and enjoy a nice, beautiful weather in South Florida, as you can imagine. On Sunday, we went to the stadium once again to rehearse, because they're going to be honoring us at the beginning of the game at 8 p.m. They will be having, they will recognize the teachers that were invited, representing all the teachers in their states and in their schools. And so we practiced that, and then we were recharging our batteries, getting excited about going back to our schools with all these new experiences we've been having. Tonight, we get to go to the game, and may the best team win. Of course, you know, I'm a little biased. I'm going to cheer for my team. Roll Tide, right?
That's exactly right. I was a walk-on at the University of Alabama back in 1997 as a kicker and have always loved the Crimson Tide, and of course we're rooting for them tonight. If it's okay, Miss Carol Beal, if we could take a quick break and then come back, I'd love to talk to you some more about the collaboration, the opportunity that you have right now to be with some amazing teachers down there in Miami, Florida. Will you stick with me?
Sure.
All right. Great. Folks, we're talking to Miss Carol Beal. She's part of Florence City Schools, Wheaton Elementary School, and we appreciate having her here on the Mark White Show today, 2019-2020 Teacher of the Year group that she's with in Miami, Florida. We're loving having her on the Mark White Show. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to her. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Now's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Say hey, good looking. You got cooking.
Hey, good looking. Don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is an exciting addition for me because I'm getting to speak to one of those helpers in our communities, one of those difference makers, and her name is Miss Carol Beal. She is from Florence City Schools, Florence, Alabama area, Wheaton Elementary School. She is a teacher teaching young people the English language, and she is the 2019-2020 Alabama Teacher of the Year. She's currently in Miami, Florida, helping to root on our Crimson Tide as they take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Florence City Schools has recognized her through a post talking about her being down there in Miami. I'm so glad that she's available to talk to me today, and I wanted to talk some more to Miss Carol Beal. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Miss Beal.
Thank you again for having me. This is wonderful.
Again, congratulations on being able to represent the state of Alabama as Teacher of the Year. I know that this is a very special moment for you, but you can also say that there's a team surrounding you that has helped you get to this point, I'm sure.
Yes. I mean, I have so much to be grateful for. First of all, moving into this country, all the opportunities that I've had to pursue my dreams and my goals, you know, and working for great school districts like Florence City Schools. They are so supportive of their teachers and try to make sure that the teachers are equipped and have the resources to do their jobs well. And we have high expectations of all our students and try to help them get there. So I'm just blessed.
2020 was a very tough year, to say the least, for educators and for students. It has been a learning curve because so many things that they never faced before as a teacher and as students, they're having to figure out how to navigate with COVID-19. How was it for you in 2020 to be able to navigate through what we were having to deal with COVID-19?
Well, this year has been super challenging. I would say it's the most difficult year in my teaching career, and I've been teaching for 25 years, just because, you know, you miss, like, if you go to a virtual environment, you miss the interaction. The students, like, for example, now if I have to wear a mask, my students can't even see my mouth move. And imagine if you were learning a foreign language and you were having to talk to your students wearing a mask, they probably wouldn't understand half of what they're saying. So
right.
It's challenging. I have been given the opportunity this year to work in a virtual capacity. And once again, it's very challenging for the students that I work with as well, because they have to do all their lessons pretty much on their own. And my job is to make sure that they don't fall behind and make sure that they can be successful in that online environment and provide additional scaffolding and support for their content areas.
We were talking in the last segment about the collaboration you're able to have with some really amazing teachers there in Miami, but I believe that networking with other teachers and learning from each other is more important than it ever has been before. Would you agree?
Yes, I do. You know, when I was selected as the Alabama Teacher of the Year, that person that year gets to participate at the national level with all the other state teachers of the year. And even though we weren't able to have all the activities that were planned for us because of the pandemic, I mean, I got a chance to be with all of them back at Google in San Francisco in California a few months ago. And it is just amazing. I came back so in awe of all the great things that educators are doing all around the world and even in this country. And you know, everybody had a different specialty area, but we all were what united all of us is that we all believe in equity. We all believe in high educational quality. We believe in good teachers teaching our students, and we believe in community support. And we just want to thank all the parents for trusting our kids to us to educate them, because we're trying our best, and this has been a difficult year, and parents really have done a great job helping us.
And I appreciate you bringing up the parents, because they do need encouragement as well. They're taking on a role that many of them never anticipated taking on, and of course they want to help their students, but they're not in the teaching environment on a daily basis. This is new to them. Some of the people who have, say, worked in factories or been out in other service jobs in our communities, owned businesses, this is not their comfort zone. And so they're having to get out of their comfort zone to be able to help their students in a much bigger role than they ever had to play before.
Yes, and we could not do our jobs without our parents supporting us. So I am a big believer. Like one of the things that I enjoy doing the most is getting my immigrant parents to join in the process of being in this new country and learning about how we do education in our schools and to become partners with us. So that is a good thing.
And I would be more than happy for you to share that in Spanish as well, if you would like to share a message of encouragement to these parents.
Thank you. Quería darles las gracias a todos los padres de familia por trabajar con nosotros, por unirse a nuestra labor este año durante la pandemia, porque sin ustedes no podríamos lograr nada con nuestros niños. Y gracias por todos sus esfuerzos para que ellos sigan aprendiendo.
I want to encourage students as well who are out there. We've just started a new semester. It may be difficult for you right now. I hope that you'll continue to work through this process and just be the very best student that you can possibly be. And maybe you have an encouraging message for students as well, Ms. Beal.
For our students, I would just like to say that we really understand how tough this has been on you. You've missed your friends. If you're on a virtual capacity, some of you don't get to sit with your friends at lunch anymore, or you don't get to change classes. So we know it's been tough, but we just love you, and we just want you to keep learning. Just don't give up, and let's all pray that this will blow over soon and that we will be able to resume teaching the way it used to be when it was just a lot more fun and interactive. Ahora en español, gracias a todos los estudiantes por todos sus esfuerzos. Entendemos de que este año ha sido muy difícil para ustedes, que no hemos podido ni siquiera compartir con nuestros compañeros a la hora del almuerzo o cambiar de clase o trabajar en grupo, pero sabemos de que ustedes están aprendiendo y eso es lo más importante. Y pronto esperamos que esta pandemia desaparezca por completo para que podamos regresar a lo que hacíamos antes.
Ms. Beal, we're very proud of you, and you're representing the state of Alabama for us down there in Miami, Florida. I know you're going to have a great time and continue to enjoy that experience in Miami. Just know that here in North Alabama, we're proud of you and the work that you're doing as an educator.
Thank you so much, Mark White. Thank you for thinking of me. And I am representing all the teachers at Whedon Elementary, at Florence City Schools, and in my state. And what an honor. And I wish all of you could be here with me today and enjoy the game with me, because I know that I know a lot of people who are great football fans, and they really jokingly say they're jealous, but really I wish that you all could be with me. I'm carrying you in my heart.
A big roll tide, right?
Big roll tide, yes.
mucho grande, roll tide.
Yes. Sí, señor.
Thank you, Ms. Beal, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, what a great conversation with Ms. Carol Beal. She's 2019-2020 Alabama Teacher of the Year, representing Whedon Elementary School, Florence City Schools. She's in Miami, Florida, representing our state today and being able to attend the game tonight as Alabama takes on Ohio State. And we appreciate Ms. Beal joining us. I hope that you're encouraged by this show. If you listen to Ms. Beal's message, you listen to her coming from Guatemala at 19 years old, being able to move forward and decide that she wanted to be an educator and make a difference in her community. And she's done exactly that. And look where she's at now as Teacher of the Year. Think about where you are in this life right now. Think about the opportunities and the doors that can open for you if you just don't give up. Don't quit. Be a person who continues to move forward and stay positive wherever you're at in this life. And we appreciate that special message from Ms. Beal today here on the Mark White Show. Folks, you know we're here to make a difference in our communities. We're here to share stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I want you to share the Mark White Show with your friends. Share it with your neighbors. Share it with your family members. Let them know what we're trying to do here to bring unity between us all. This is called News That Unites. We're uniting through news like this, where we have a Teacher of the Year who has a special story to share and wonderful students that she's been able to teach. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram. You can subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and even on YouTube. I would love to hear from you as well. If you would like to send me a message, you can send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to this special edition of The Mark White Show, and Roll Tide Roll. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.